With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The language for California's Proposition 50, a redistricting plan, has been released. Governor Newsom has called for a special election November the 4th.
Proposition 50 calls for using temporary congressional maps until 2030, then going back to the California Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission after that. Governor Newsom and state Democrats aim to adjust congressional district maps to benefit their party.
It's crazy. People do not want this. We've seen polling. I've seen polling.
That's Orange County Republican Assemblymember Diane Dixon.
All parties, all walks of life, they do not support this because they supported the creation of the independent commission.
Larry Marino, Sacramento.
Last week's Minnesota school shooting prompted a national discourse about prayer and gun safety. Former GOP Senator Jim Talent emphasizes the importance and effectiveness of prayer.
God intervenes all the time to prevent harm. He protects the vulnerable and heals the sick. And he's always with people who are grieving and who seek him. And so I don't want anybody to think as a result of this, well, prayer doesn't make any difference.
Talent says negative comments about prayer after the shooting are part of a disturbing trend in public attitudes about the Christian faith. He was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Authorities say a multi-vehicle crash in East Texas left 17 people injured and shut down a major interstate for hours. Lindale, Texas Fire Chief Jeremy LaRue says the crash involving two tractor trailers and six passenger vehicles happened at 4 p.m. yesterday near Lindale, about 90 miles east of Dallas. LaRue says none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. He says the westbound lanes of Interstate 20 were still shut down more than 2 hours after the crash, while crews cleaned up oil and diesel fuel spilled all over the highway on I-20. This is SRN News. A new study looks at LGBT Americans and religion.
The Pew Research Center poll finds that less than half of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people say they identify with any particular faith, compared to 73% of the general population. Less than one in five LGBT individuals say they attend worship services regularly or consider faith an important part of their life. Meanwhile, strong majorities of the LGBT community describe themselves as spiritual and believe in the supernatural. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping this month in the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. Open Doors says this is all part of a bad trend in Vietnam, adding that there's a concern that the government wants to control the church. This is SRN News. Micah Parsons says he just went through the hardest 4 months of his life as he feared his NFL contract stalemate with the Dallas Cowboys would stretch into the start of the season.
Now that the matter has finally been settled with a trade to the Green Bay Packers, the superstar pass rusher wants to create a legacy befitting one of the NFL's most storied franchises. One day after the Packers made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in league history, Parsons arrived at Green Bay on Friday, saw the exhibits saluting the franchise's Hall of Famers, and imagined his own future. The Packers sent two first-round picks and three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark to Dallas. They're giving Parsons a four-year, $188 million contract with $136 million guaranteed. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Multiple earthquakes are rattling northern Nevada. The U.S. Geological Survey originally said the biggest tremor that struck the state was a magnitude of 5.3, now reporting 4.8. Multiple earthquakes have been detected across the region over the past 24 hours. More details at srnnews.com.